Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for February 5th through the 11th. The fixtures for Vancouver Sevens have been released. Italy's Benetton secured the inaugural title of the Latin Challenge. The Wallaroos announced their 2024 schedule. Scrum Queens sheds light on the WXV qualification process. And we take a global look at premier and club competitions around the world. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. Sevens news, the eagerly anticipated fixtures for Vancouver Sevens have now been unveiled, building excitement for the fourth stop of the Sevens series, scheduled to take place in Canada on February 23rd and 24th. Ireland holds the title of defending champions, having achieved a remarkable upset against Australia in Perth. The tournament's pool allocations include champions Ireland in Pool A alongside Brazil, New Zealand, and South Africa. Pool B consists of Australia, Fiji, Japan, and the USA, while Pool C will see Canada, France, Great Britain, and Spain. Teens news, Italy's Benetton clinched the inaugural title in the Latin Challenge. This is a groundbreaking series featuring Italian and Spanish teams, kind of like the Celtic Challenge. Benetton demonstrated their prowess by overcoming Iberian Sitges with a 19-12 victory in the first weekend and subsequently dominating the Iberians Valencia with a 41-12 win in this past weekend. Wallaroos have announced their 2024 schedule, which includes the Pacific Four Series matches against Fijiana, the Black Ferns in July, with two additional opponents to be confirmed in September, and of course the WXV. These matches are critical as Australia looks to secure qualification for the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup. Scrum Queens has uncovered a surprising and underpublicized rule regarding qualification for the WXV tournament, raising concerns about the transparency of rules and regulations in international rugby competitions. The recently revealed exception to the principle of re-qualification each year has sparked surprise, as the winner of the WXV3 playoff between Netherlands and Colombia will secure an automatic place in WXV next year. This exception, not publicly disclosed by WXV or World Rugby, excludes all South American nations except Colombia from the WXV, as the winner of the playoff will secure the spot regardless of the result of any regional playoff with Brazil. The situation also creates an unusual incentive for teams finishing last in WXV3, providing them with two chances to qualify for the following year's WXV. This revelation demands an urgent and comprehensive review of the WXV rules by World Rugby following this year's competition, and we need to push for an establishment of more robust and consistent model for awarding places based on regional success. Premier and club news, UL Bohemian maintains an unbeaten record and tops the table in Nigeria AIL after 10 rounds. The top four is becoming increasingly evident in this competition, with Railway Union securing 42 points, Old Belvedere following closely with 41 points, and BlackRock trailing with 30. The bottom six teams face the challenge of closing the gap and will need to put in substantial effort over the next few weekends to try and catch up. Round 11 of Allianz PWR, the Saracens secured their leading position after a comeback, and they maintained their status at the top of the table. Gloucester Hart Prairie also had to overcome a halftime deficit to sustain their second place standing, while Exeter and Bristol held onto their spots in the top four. Vancouver remains at the top of British Columbia's premiership despite a loss to West Shore. Seattle, causing an upset, defeated second place Capilano over the weekend and now sits just 1 point behind them in the table. The top six teams in the competition are tightly packed, with only a few points dividing them after 8 rounds. Although round three matches were originally scheduled for this past weekend in the Kenya Cup, they have now been rearranged and 4 matchups are now set to take place next weekend. Bawamba and Rongogo continue to lead the Nairobi and Western conferences. Looking ahead, New Zealand's Sky Super Okapi is set to kick off on March 2nd, while Australia's Super W is scheduled to begin on March 15th. In a preseason trial for the Super W, the Waratahs showcased their dominance by securing a 29-0 victory over Queensland. Notably, this league has also seen an influx of international talent, with Queensland's signing USA's Charlie Jacoby and Western Force securing players such as Japan's Hinata Komaki, Samoa's Unalisa Toya, and Tonga's Haley Hifo. To close out the week with 12 features, 11 media, and 2 rugby jobs, stay connected by subscribing to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, or Patreon. Follow us on your preferred social media platform to never miss an episode.